As states across the country, including West Virginia, begin to reopen non-essential businesses, as we just heard, public health experts say understanding who has the virus and who has been exposed is key to preventing future outbreaks. Some healthcare workers in West Virginia are part of a study aiming to do just that. Brittany Patterson has more.
On a normal day, Curtis Ash knows his job can be stressful. He's a nursing manager in the emergency department at Ruby Memorial Hospital in Morgantown. But throw a global pandemic into the mix.
It's been an eye-opener to the levels of stress that we face daily.
Ash is one of about 150 frontline healthcare workers in West Virginia participating in a national study measuring the stress and other physiological changes these workers experience. Data such as heart rate, sleep patterns, oxygen levels, and pulse are collected by a smart ring.
The ring looks similar to what a wedding band would look like.
Participants also do twice daily motor tests using a phone app. All of this data is fed into an artificial intelligence computer model developed by West Virginia University's Rockefeller Neuroscience Institute. The information will be used to determine which healthcare workers may be infected even before they begin showing symptoms, says Ali Razai, the chair of the institute.
Putting it all together in a machine learning framework, we're able to predict the onset of symptoms from the virus.
He says these monitoring rings, coupled with the data processed by the AI computer model, together are almost like their own type of personal protective equipment. It can't help prevent someone from getting COVID-19, but in the same way that gloves and masks can help protect healthcare workers from being exposed, the data can help prevent the spread of COVID-19 between other workers and to patients.
So we're looking at a way that we can help have an earlier way to detect if somebody is contagious with the COVID-19 virus, but is not symptomatic.
Razai and others involved in the study say currently their AI models can predict when someone has the virus 24 hours before they show symptoms, and they're hoping to get it up to 3 days before. For Donna Tennant, admissions marketing director at Sundale Nursing Home, participating in the study gives her a little bit of comfort.
It's comforting to know because, you know, we're working here in it. I mean, we're working it every day. You know, being able to see your levels like that and what's happening, it gives you a little bit, I think, a comfort knowing that, you know, yes, I'm okay right now.
Sundale, where Tennant works, was home to one of the first major outbreaks of the coronavirus in West Virginia. Dozens of residents and staff have tested positive for the virus. Six have died, according to data from the State Department of Health and Human Resources. Tennant says contributing to this research helps make her work even more meaningful during this stressful time. Researchers hope to expand the study to 1,000 healthcare workers across the country and hope eventually to expand the project to help other frontline workers. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Brittany Patterson in Morgantown.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health and Charleston Area Medical Center.